records into the very myths of Dune, into the time of the Great Revolt, more commonly known as the Butlerian Jihad. The terrible war against thinking machines was the genesis of our political, commercial universe. Here now, as I tell the story of free humans rebelling against the domination of robots, computers, and Simex, observe the basis of the great betrayal that made mortal enemies of House Atreides and House Harkonnen, a violent feud that continues to this day. Learn the roots of the Bene Gesserit Sisterhood, the Spacing Guild and their navigators, the Swordmasters of Ganaz, the Sook Medical School, the Mentats. Witness the lives of oppressed Zensuni wanderers who fled to the desert world of Arrakis, where they became our greatest soldiers, the Fremen. Such events led to the birth and life of Muad'Dib. Long before Muad'Dib, in the last days of the old empire, humanity lost its drive. Terran civilization had spread across the stars, but grew stagnant. With few ambitions, most people allowed efficient machines to perform everyday tasks for them. Gradually, humans ceased to think, or dream, or truly live. Then came a man from the distant Thalem system, a visionary who took the name of Tlaloc after an ancient god of rain. He spoke to languid crowds, attempting to revive their human spirit, to no apparent effect. But a few misfits heard Tlaloc's message. These new thinkers met in secret and discussed how they would change the empire if only they could overthrow the foolish rulers. Discarding their birth names, they assumed appellations associated with great gods and heroes. Foremost among them were General Agamemnon and his lover Juno, a tactical genius. These two recruited the programming expert Barbarossa, who devised a scheme to convert the Empire's ubiquitous servile machines into fearless aggressors by giving their AI brains certain human characteristics, including the ambition to conquer. Then several more humans joined the ambitious rebels. In all, 20 masterminds formed the core of a revolutionary movement that took over the old empire. Victorious, they called themselves Titans, after the most ancient of Greek gods. Led by the visionary Tlaloc, the 20 allocated the administration of planets and peoples among themselves, enforcing their edicts through Barbarossa's aggressive thinking machines. They conquered most of the known galaxy. Some resistance groups rallied their defenses on the fringes of the old empire. Forming their own confederation, the League of Nobles, they fought the 20 Titans and, after many bloody battles, retained their freedom. They stopped the tide of the Titans and drove them back. Tlaloc vowed to dominate these outsiders one day, but after less than a decade in power, the visionary leader was killed in a tragic accident. General Agamemnon took Tlaloc's place as leader, but the death of his friend and mentor was a grim reminder of the Titans' own mortality. Wishing to rule for centuries, Agamemnon and his lover Juno undertook a risky course of action. They had their brains surgically removed and implanted in preservation canisters that could be installed into a variety of mechanical bodies. One by one, as the remaining Titans felt the specter of age and vulnerability, all of the others also converted themselves into Simex, machines with human minds. The time of Titans lasted for a century. The Simec usurpers ruled their various planets, using increasingly sophisticated computers and robots to maintain order. But one fateful day, the hedonistic Titan Xerxes, anxious to have more time for his pleasures, surrendered too much access to his pervasive AI network. The sentient computer network seized control of an entire planet, followed quickly by others. The breakdown spread like a virulent infestation from world to world, and the computer Evermind grew in power and scope. Naming itself Omnius, the intelligent and adaptable network conquered all the Titan